As four-year colleges and universities look for ways to boost enrollment and reach underrepresented students, a growing number are focused on community colleges, transfer students who tend to be racially and socioeconomically diverse. At some of the nation's most selective colleges, transfer acceptance rates are now higher than first-year acceptance rates. But many community college students still struggle with the transfer process and completing their degrees. Special correspondent Hari Srinivasan reports for our series, Rethinking College.
Being a transfer student comes with struggles.
It's been a topic on social media, YouTube.
Not everyone is going to transfer well.
There are some problems with community college that I feel like
TikToks.
One, transferability.
And even an NBC sitcom.
Will you two be attending tomorrow's transfer ceremony to send off all the students leaving for so-called real schools?
The community college transfer process is often a bumpy ride.
Most students at a community college want to earn a bachelor's degree, but very few do. According to the Community College Research Center, out of every 100 students that want to, only 31 will transfer to a four-year institution, and only 14 will complete a bachelor's degree. One of the biggest hurdles, transferring credits.
Students typically lose about 40% of their credits when they transfer, often due to not taking the right courses for their majors or the four-year institution not accepting their credits. That hurdle and others mean very few transfer students, only 8%, are able to successfully complete one of the cheapest routes to a bachelor's degree, 2 years at a community college and 2 years at a four-year institution. 25-year-old Northern Virginia resident Jennifer Aguilar is on track to do just that.
I didn't actually have to fill out any applications to come to George Mason. They did all of the paperwork for me. All I had to do was just keep my good grades, meet with my advisor, sign up for classes, and they just pretty much took care of the whole thing.
Aguilar graduated last spring with an associate's degree from Northern Virginia Community College, or NOVA. She is now in her first semester at George Mason University and enrolled in a unique transfer partnership between the institutions called ADVANCE. The goal of the program is to help students like Aguilar who want to earn a bachelor's degree but may face some challenges getting there.
I didn't think I would be attending George Mason. It feels really unreal, to be honest. Right out of high school, I did want to go to college, but I just couldn't afford, not even community college. I just started working at various restaurants, and then it just got to a point that I just told myself, like, I need to do something with my life. I want to get an education. I've always had a dream of becoming a psychologist.
ADVANCE is a partnership between NOVA and Mason.
Launched in the fall of 2018, ADVANCE offers eligible NOVA students automatic admission at George Mason while they're completing their associate's degree.
I want you to know that we're with you every step of the way.
On a recent evening, ADVANCE students and their families gathered for a welcome event on the George Mason campus. ADVANCE is one of a small but growing number of dual admission programs around the country between two-year and four-year institutions designed to ease the transfer process. But NOVA and George Mason have implemented a number of other supports as well, including 87 academic pathways or majors that allow ADVANCE students to earn an associate's degree and a bachelor's degree in 4 years. That educational route saves ADVANCE students about $15,000 compared to students who spend 4 years at George Mason. Special financial aid for ADVANCE students helps reduce those costs even more.
At its heart, ADVANCE is about making transfer effective.
Ann Kress is the president of NOVA, the second largest community college in the United States, with more than 75,000 students across six campuses.
When you look at our partnership with Mason, even before ADVANCE, we sent the majority of our transfer students to Mason. When you looked at their ability to graduate within 2 years after transferring to Mason, it wasn't what it should be. And so that's really the nexus of ADVANCE. We're really giving students that transparent information so they know right from the jump when they sign up exactly what it's going to take to graduate in 2 years or less. And in fact, more than 90% of the ADVANCE students now do that.
The program, which is open to all NOVA students who meet eligibility criteria, including a 2.0 GPA or higher, has grown from about 150 students 4 years ago to 3,300 today. About 40% are low income, and a majority are students of color. 83% of advanced students are still enrolled at Nova 1 year after joining the program. That's 20 points higher than the national one-year retention rate for community college students. Nova students in the program have access to the George Mason campus, and some take classes there as part of their major.
Since I already had been here because of my previous Nova experience, I felt really welcome here. I knew my way around the library because I usually would spend my time there. And to be honest, like, I feel like this is my home now.
We do have students who are being integrated socially, academically, into the Mason culture before making that hard transfer.
Jason Dodge is the director of the advanced program. He and his team are employees of Nova and George Mason. The program is funded using state and tuition dollars from both institutions and contributions from donors.
We've moved from this idea of being transfer ready to being major ready. We know the differences between being ready to transfer with an English degree like I did from a community college to a university, and the differences with that and engineering are vastly different. That first year is crucial. And so we've done a lot within that first year to bolster the services that we have.
Those services include regular meetings with advanced coaches who help students navigate courses and offer supports for challenges outside of the classroom.
So what did you do like in that moment where...
Sabri Stewart is one of those coaches. Today, she works with more than 500 advanced students. But about 10 years ago, she was a student at Nova who found the transfer process difficult to navigate.
I was low income, so I really wanted to make sure the money that was going towards my classes was going to count and it would transfer to a bachelor's degree. I work with a huge population of low-income students at Nova, and I think it's not only understanding what that means from a financial aid standpoint, from a credit standpoint, but from a life standpoint. I understand what it's like for them to have to work to pay the bills or to contribute financially to their family, and the weight that they carry with that.
One of the most important ways students are supported is less visible.
We actually have enough courses to fill that pathway. Oh,
okay. Faculty collaborations and meetings.
We needed to free up those 3 credits and wanted to give them more hands-on.
Right, like the one between Amy Richardson, an assistant professor of engineering at Nova, and Colin Regal, an associate professor of mechanical engineering at George Mason. These meetings have been essential. That's according to Gregory Washington, president of George Mason University. But he says it's not always easy.
It requires people to sit together in a room. It requires people on both ends to modify classes, to make them work together. So all of those hurdles are real ones. But if we provide the proper pathway, they actually can achieve and they will be successful. We can say that we've learned that.
Jennifer Aguilar says after she graduates, she hopes to get a master's and possibly a PhD.
There's not a lot of psychologists that speak Spanish. I can bring out my Spanish and help the community and just help people like me.
George Mason is currently expanding the advanced model to other community colleges around the state. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Hari Srinivasan in Northern Virginia.